Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The GST Council has decided to slash the goods and services tax, GST, on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The decision was made at the 54th GST Council meeting held in New Delhi yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the meeting, which was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chowdhury and Finance Ministers of the states. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the decision to reduce the GST rate on cancer drugs aims to lower the cost of cancer treatment. She said GST on selected snacks has been reduced from 18% to 12%. The minister said that funds given for research to universities established by central and state governments and those that have obtained income tax exemption are exempt from GST. Nagaland government has convened a consultative meeting to deliberate on the Naga political issue at the State Banquet Hall, Chief Minister's Residential Complex, Kohima, on Thursday at 10 a.m. The Home Department informed that the Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Ministers, NLA Speaker, Deputy Speaker, all the Ministers, both MPs, all advisers, MLAs, Chief Secretary, along with other senior officials of the state government, will be present in the meeting. Further, it has requested the presidents, along with two representatives each from the 45 tribal organizations, mothers' associations, gazetted officers' association, student bodies, NGOs, and members of political consultative committees to attend the meeting. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Budden said the state government is on high alert and will take all steps to prevent any influx of illegal immigrants in the state. Budden, who holds the home portfolio, assured the public that district administration, police and other state and central agencies in the state are well prepared to prevent any influx of illegal immigrants. He said this yesterday while chairing a meeting on illegal migrants with civil societies at Jumukedima. Budden said civil society organizations are its strength and called upon them to remain calm and to extend full cooperation to the government so as to ensure the security and integrity of the state. In case any abnormal influx is seen in either the colonies or villages, they should alert the helpline numbers manned by Commissioner of Police and District Administration that have been activated, the Deputy Chief Minister said. He also informed that from January 2024 till date, over 200 defaulters have been identified and with over 50 arrests being made. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma suggested implementing denend registration in Nagaland as part of the ongoing efforts to improve monitoring and enforcement. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supungberen Jameer yesterday visited the Sainik School Bungwa under Beren District. Upon his arrival, Jameer laid a wreath at the Amar Jawan Memorial, honouring the sacrifices of the brave soldiers. During the visit, the MP was also briefed about the school and its infrastructure on the school's model. He also unveiled the school's annual magazine, Vibrant Strings 2023-24. Addressing the gathered, Jameer underscored the significance of discipline, leadership and patriotism in shaping the future of the nation. The event also featured a short cultural program where cadets showcased their diverse talents through performances that highlighted the holistic training and all-round development program imparted to the cadets in the school. As a mark of respect and gratitude, Colonel Arvin Notial, principal, presented Jameer with the school's memento as a gesture of appreciation for the MP's support and engagement with the institution. 14 Naga Civil Service Garda probationary officers are currently undergoing a week-long orientation program under the guidance of the Assam Rifles. The program, which started yesterday, will end on 14th September. The program aims to provide the probationary officers an insight into the multifaceted world of the Assam Rifles. The orientation will delve into the core values that underpin the service honour, sacrifice and relentless commitment of the Assam Rifles. Through a series of engaging briefings, field exercises, interactive sessions and visits to various COPs, the probationary officers will come to understand the profound sense of duty and camaraderie that defines the Assam Rifles. Kohima Police has advised all light motor vehicles travelling to Kohima from Dimapur and vice versa to take the Beducha Tissama Road. In an update in X, the police said that the normal highway traffic has been disrupted due to fresh mudslides at Old KMC Dumping Site and Ziza Bridge area on National Highway 29. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.